KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's 56 degrees in Atlantic, or 55, actually. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. The high of 75. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news on KJAN. Brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. In the news, Red Oak police arrested two men on separate charges Sunday. At around 5:43 p.m., 28-year-old Nathan Allen DeShong of Red Oak was arrested at 3rd and East Reed Streets for fighting. DeShong was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. And around 7:24 p.m. Sunday, 37-year-old Kyle Anthony Ziegler of Red Oak was arrested in the 800 block of East Reed Street for driving while barred. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Well, an accident involving an aircraft in Montgomery County Saturday afternoon resulted in two persons being hurt. Montgomery County Emergency Management Director Brian Hammond Sunday morning said the accident happened around 1 p.m. Saturday near the intersection of 175th and I Avenue in rural Red Oak. Hammond said Montgomery County officials were notified by staff at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital's emergency room. Two individuals were being treated for minor injuries they suffered in the accident. They were subsequently released from the hospital. After an investigation, it was confirmed that the single-engine 1972 Piper Cherokee is owned and was operated by a subject from Valparaiso, Indiana. It's not clear what their intended destination was, but Hammond said one story was that they may have been headed from Indiana to Colorado. It's also not known what happened for the pilot to attempt an emergency landing or whether a Mayday call was broadcast. Hammond said the FAA was contacted and will be conducting the investigation into the cause of the accident. Montgomery County Emergency Management was assisted on the scene by Montgomery County Sheriff's officials, Red Oak Police, and Red Oak Fire. The Iowa Department of Public Health today reports two more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 statewide since 10 a.m. on Sunday, for a total of 1,167 and 455 additional positive cases of COVID-19, for a total of 70,011. Persons with pre-existing medical conditions made up for 814 of the deaths. 627 deaths have taken place at a long-term care facility since the beginning of the outbreak. There have also been a total of just under 50,000 persons who have recovered from the virus, and 2,676 additional negative test results received since Sunday, for a total of 598,238 since testing began. A total of 669,964 persons have been tested for COVID-19, and the combined 14-day positivity rate as of early this morning was 11%. Here in the KJAN listening area, Audubon County has one new positive case of COVID-19. Pottawatomie County, four new cases. Harrison County, one more positive case. You can read the entire list of counties with their number of cases they have, number of persons recovered, and deaths, if any, in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, there were 311 Iowans hospitalized with coronavirus as of this morning, 99 patients in intensive care. 31 were admitted to a hospital over nearly the past 24 hours. There are 35 patients on a ventilator. Here in southwest and western Iowa, 11 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19. Seven are in an ICU. One person was admitted and three patients were on ventilators. Long-term care facility outbreaks remain at 29. IDPH reported 804 positive cases and 367 recoveries from within those same facilities. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says $100 million from the federal government will be used to maintain the state's COVID-19 testing capacity. Reynolds told reporters she wanted to make sure the state has enough tests as schools reopen and the flu season begins. But the governor said she also wants the state to be flexible in case testing needs change quickly. For example, she said the state later might want to buy saliva tests or tests that check for both COVID-19 and the flu. The state's coronavirus website, as we mentioned, listed 1,774 new cases of COVID from test results confirmed from mid-morning Friday through mid-morning Sunday. 28 deaths from COVID were reported to the state during that time period, and public health officials are urging Iowans not to take a holiday from pandemic protocols. Wapello County Public Health Director Linnell Dyer said there was a surge in cases around July 4th, and she's hoping that people don't let their guard down at Labor Day events.
Please wear a mask and also social distance as much as possible. This is not the time to be hugging people you haven't seen for 6 months, because now you're hugging everybody else they've been with the last 2 weeks.
Dyers is among those who do the contact tracing after someone tests positive in Wapello County.
I've heard the people say, yes, somebody died. I was at the funeral. Guess what they do at the funeral? They hug each other at the funerals, and then they contract COVID. After July 4th, it became reality for my small agency, the number of people that tested positive for COVID because they wanted to go party.
The number of patients admitted to intensive care units in Iowa hospitals is on the rise. 83 were admitted to an ICU over the weekend. An Iowa judge has refused to allow some Des Moines area bars to reopen while their lawsuit challenging Governor Kim Reynolds' new round of bar closures makes its way through the courts. Des Moines Register reports Polk County Judge William Kelly emphasized the importance of public health Friday in his explanation of the ruling denying a temporary injunction to the bar owners in Dallas and Polk counties. Attorney Bill Mallory said he will appeal the denial while continuing to prepare for trial, where he will seek a permanent injunction. In the funeral announcements, Darren Lee Cook, age 57, of Bennington, Nebraska, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 31st in Omaha. Funeral services for Darren Cook will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Roeder Mortuary in Omaha. Elvilda O'Neill, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Elvilda O'Neill will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Deborah K. Calloway, age 66, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. An open visitation for Deborah Calloway will be held tomorrow from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, where the family will be present from 5 until 7 p.m. Leanna Richardson, age 88, of Orient, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Leanna Richardson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Shirley Keenan, age 82, of Largo, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died August 25th in Bel Air, Florida. Funeral services for Shirley Keenan will be this Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Colleen Kerr Shoemaker, age 61, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Broadlawns Medical Center in Des Moines. A visitation for Colleen Shoemaker will be held on Thursday from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, followed by graveside services at noon in the Atlantic Cemetery. Janice Lauritsen, age 78, of Audubon, died Friday at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life for Janice Lauritsen will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Iowa Lutheran in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson is pending for late October at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Judith Judy Malmberg, age 76, of Audubon, died Saturday at her home, surrounded by her family. A private massive Christian burial will be held for Judy Malmberg at the St. Patrick Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Lenny Saylor, age 81, of Manning, died Saturday at his home near Manning. Private family funeral services will be held for Lenny Saylor, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning assisting the family. Lois Fromm, age 83, of Manning, died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Services for Lois Fromm are pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Daryl Whitehead, age 75, of Audubon, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Daryl Whitehead are pending with the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.